This is Classic 1027, The Classic Breakfast with Mike Mills in the morning. Time to talk to another of the ambassadors to South Africa. And this week it's the ambassador from Singapore, His Excellency Tai Kyung Chua, who is on the line. Good morning, Mr. Ambassador. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. I'm fine, thank you. And how about you?
I'm very well, thank you. And it's nice to talk to you. I'm fascinated, according to your CV, that you are a scientist at heart and you became a diplomat by accident. Would you just briefly tell me how that happened?
Well, I did science in my high school. I was planning to become a doctor, but that didn't happen through some accident. So I became a diplomat.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking it's incredibly different.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah, but it's been a great privilege to serve in this role as ambassador for Singapore, and so it's not a complaint.
Yes, although your hours might be similar to those of a doctor, maybe the pressures are the same as well, I don't know. Tell me a little bit about the trade between South Africa and Singapore and where you would like to try and improve it.
Ah, yes, that's an important part of my job here in South Africa. South Africa is our largest trading partner in Africa. And Singapore views South Africa as our economic gateway to Africa. Mm-hmm. And just as I think South Africa views Singapore as the gateway to Asia. So in that way, we are pretty much hubs, natural hubs, trading hubs mm-hmm. for each other. And our economies are, I believe, complementary and mutually supportive. And the way I see it, there are many, you know, economic opportunities here, given your strong central banking, your good rule of law, and your open economy. And, well, I don't target any sectors because as the embassy, we focus on facilitating investment and trade by filling an information gap, you know, by mm-hmm. promoting understanding on both sides as to the opportunities available. And we do try to address any market failure generally. We try to create what I would call it, the economic superhighways, so that our private sector can get on it and drive that trade relationship. And as part of that effort, what I have is we have set up and we are in the process of strengthening the Singapore Chambers in Southern Africa. Mm-hmm. And that is still very much work in progress, but I do vision the Singapore Chambers as a magnet for attracting Singapore capital, Singapore companies and talent to Africa. And I hope that your listeners would have an interest in that project of ours. That's how I would describe our current trade relations and business opportunities.
Okay. And obviously tourism would, when COVID is behind us and relations are allowed to, or at least travel is allowed again, I think you get quite a lot of South Africans coming to Singapore for tourist purposes, or either to stay in Singapore and explore it, or to use it as a gateway, as you said, to other parts of the world.
Indeed, indeed. So some 40,000 South Africans visit us every year. And in all, we have 19 million tourists. That was before COVID.
Wow.
19 struck. Yes, 19, almost four times our population.
Mm.
Yeah, and in addition, some 60 million visitors pass through our airport. So you can imagine how important it is to our economy. It contributes about 4% of our GDP.
Hmm.
We have seen the worst of COVID-19, so we are hopeful and we are looking forward. We are trying to COVID-proof the whole place. Our tourism facilities are opening up gradually. We are trying to put in place protocol for safe travel and so on. We have never closed our airport, actually, and we would welcome more flights in the near future.
It's been fascinating to talk to you, Ambassador. Thank you very much for that insight into what you're trying to do in relations with South Africa and also about the links between our two countries. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. That's the High Commissioner from Singapore to South Africa, His Excellency Tai Kyung Chua. Thank you so much for joining us, Ambassador. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for having me and have a nice day too.